An Eagle in the Snow by Michael Morpurgo.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This book is dedicated to Private Henry Tandy, VC, and this is why. Many of my stories have come from the lives of others, from truths, written or remembered. This one perhaps more than any other. Certainly, had I not discovered through Michael Foreman the extraordinary story of the life and death of Walter Tull, the first black officer to serve in the British Army, I should never have written A Medal for Leroy. Had I not met an old soldier from the First World War who had been to that war with horses in the cavalry, I should not have written War Horse. Had I not come across, in a museum in Ypres, an official letter from the army to the mother of a soldier at the front in that same war, informing her that her son had been shot at dawn for cowardice, I should never have told my story of Private Peaceful. It was a medal commemorating the sinking of the Lusitania by torpedo in 1915 with terrible loss of life, over 1,000 souls, that compelled me to think of writing the story of a survivor, which I did in Listen to the Moon. I write fiction, but fiction with roots in history, in the people who made our history, who fought and often died in our wars. They were real people who lived, and had their being in another time, often living and suffering through great and terrible dangers, facing these with unimaginable courage. My challenge as a story maker has been to imagine that courage, to live out in my mind's eye, as far as I can, how it must have been for them.